A true legend in country and rock, Manuel and his daughter Morelia. DaleWileyShow.com, available now on YouTube as well.
There we are.
All right, this might be
I'm now recording, so how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? as opposed to technology, otherwise I'm doing great. I'm trying to make the best of it.
Well, and, we both did that, and that's wonderful. And so, number one, how is Rhinestone Princess today?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, surviving during the pandemic, what can I say?
Yes. What are you doing during the pandemic?
Well, you know, I started early on working with my dad on making these masks and,
right.
you know, very decorative, just like the suits. And,
yes.
And they just became a hit, you know.
I'm sure.
You know, I had to make a living during the pandemic, so.
right.
But, you know, I've done it, you know, fashionably and making it fun. And it's really interesting, the people who have purchased them. I mean, I've even some that I know, just people who have reached out and sent me an email wanting one, have been people like maybe even from my childhood, you know, like that knew me through my family
right.
or whatever. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's, you know, it's really, it's just been great. You know, I didn't think how much it would still be a demand. I still get people who want them. I mean, it's not like, you know, over the top, but even though, you know, they're fun. And
right.
I think it makes a statement. And I think, you know, when you're going out and doing the things that we have to do, it just kind of gives a little bit more of a smile that you can't be seen than when you're smiling, you know.
Yes, right, so smile. So is your dad around today?
Daddy is, and I'd love for you to chat with him for a little bit, so I'll put him on my phone.
That's wonderful.
And let you talk to him and, you
sure.
know, ask all what he does and he's doing. He's, as you
yes.
know, he's always working. In fact, he's behind the sewing machine as we speak and, you know, doing what he loves. Hold on, and I will get him on here.
That's wonderful.
Perfect.
Okay, David Wiley, how can I
Dale
serve
Wiley,
you?
Yes. How are you?
I am better than anybody in this world.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. And so, Manuel, how did you first get your start?
What?
How did you first get your start in the business?
Oh, how did I get started? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's too many years back, man. That's like 74 years ago
uh-huh.
when I was a young boy of 7.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, mine wasn't really like a dream. It was more than like a calling because
right.
I showed up in front of my brother that was playing with tailoring, and I said, how are you doing that pant making stuff
right.
that you're doing? He says, well, I would be doing better if you quit crossing your legs in front of me and stand there like a fool. Come and help me. So I took the challenge as a kid that doesn't know much. And I went and sat in his sewing machine, and I haven't got my butt out of that chair to this day. So I kind of liked it, and then I stuck to it, and he disappeared from that business, and 25 years later, I said, what's going on with your business? What business is it? When a stupid kid comes around and learns how to sew things that it took me like 2-3 years to learn, forget it. I left that.
Sure.
Business. That's what he told me. So apparently he left, and that was the cause of his failure or something. I don't know what the story is.
How did
he get
to California?
You no, that's in Mexico. Many years ago, I
no,
was
no,
7
I know.
Years.
I know.
Hmm?
After that, though, how did you get to California?
Oh, that was very good. I was in the business where I was helping the American consulate, and I made a party in my name, and between his secretaries and my secretaries, conspired to get me all the papers together to get a green card. I said, I don't need no green card. I've been in the USA as many times as you have been. And you're, you're an American citizen. She says, I know. But you will need a green card someday. So I came to California to get my green card, 15 days, a month, something like that. I never returned.
Really?
Because, you know, there were so many opportunities on the tailoring business. I said, why don't I venture into this instead of doing? Because I was kind of, business is always good, especially when it's making money, but I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yes.
So I have stuck to it for so many years now that it's abominable.
Well, so how did you meet Nudie?
Huh?
How did you meet Nudie?
Oh, that was actually after I was kind of on my own because I was really under the arm of Edith Head at the time, and I was making a lot of movie stuff. And I found out about the Rose Parade and Nudie, and there was a lady that was making embroidery for them. I fell in love with that kind of a silence. I can do that better. So I went on to that kind of thing. It was a kind of obsession. And I ended up being, writing songs for all these rock and rollers and things. And then later on, the country musicians got into it. And the story is long, man. Wagoner, George Jones, Johnny Cash, all those people.
Yes. So who was the first country star that you tailored?
Who was what?
The first country star that you tailored.
Oh, my God, man. Jesus Christ. It had to be, I don't remember right now. But there was the kids were starting to go, like the Jackson 5, the BG, like the other white is, what the heck is that? The Beach Boys, and of course. But I was really servicing the crazy ones, like the Heads from San Francisco, Grateful Dead, and Wind and Fire, and people were really so different, but the difference I could care less because being a fashionista, you're used to see everything, whatever. You don't know if they're boys or they're girls or whatever, but it's fun, it was all fun and new things for me, so I got into it. I never let go, man. I'm still at it,
What brought you to Nashville?
What?
What brought you to Nashville?
Well, like I tell you, the thing is that I have, during my lifetime, I made 92 wardrobes for movies.
Right.
I did 13 television shows. I did 4 presidents of this country.
Yes.
I did kings, queens.
No doubt.
Leprechauns and prostitutes, all those people, man.
Oh,
and because you get used to, and especially in Hollywood, come on, give me a break. Hollywood, everything went on. I saw in the 50s, rock and roll being born, television being born.
Right.
The pill being born, free sex in the 60s. And, all those hippies and all those eras that I enjoy so much because, believe it or not, I was part of it too, I was growing up with everybody else. I mean, that's how I know kids like Jane Fonda, like her brother, like Jack Nicholson, like Marlon Brando, like Gregory Peck, Chuck Connors, whatever, I met everybody. I met Charlie's Angels, I met all those kids, Farrah, Kate,
Right.
You know, all these people, man. So
yeah.
For me to, and then younger people later, way younger, like John Travolta, like oh my God, so many of them, friends of mine, Linda Ronstadt, you know, Janis Joplin, great buddies of mine, all of them, you know.
Right.
Emmylou Harris, I mean, come on.
What brought you to Nashville, though?
What, sir?
Nashville. Why'd you move to Nashville?
Oh, well, that was 1988, because my actual wife at the time told me that L.A. was getting a little out of line, blah, blah, blah. We had a two-year-old girl. I said, let's get the hell out of here. Let's go anywhere. Where do you want to go? She says, well, you took me to Nashville, and I really love that town. Well, let's get... No, but how about your shop? I said, my shop is in my brain. I don't care about the shop.
Right.
You know, it's my brain. I take my brain whenever I want to, whatever I want to, you know. No big deal. So we moved to Nashville, and, you know, most of those country singers live around here, and I made a lot of suits for them.
Right.
That's when I really got to meet other people. I knew the oldies, you know, like, I don't know, I can mention you, Johnny Cash, I can make you Chris Christopher, I can mention Porter Wagoner, all the old people. You know, if they were alive and you hear me say calling them old, they're going to laugh at me. But you know, really, I met all the oldies, you know,
right.
Jimmy C. Newman.
Yes.
You know, the Aaron Nebels. Oh, my God, so many people, man.
We get down to business about Graham Parsons next. DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube.
Do you love music? Do you know about the musical map of Missouri?
Dallas Wayne, Chuck Berry,
Dave Alvin, Robbie Folks,
The Skeletons,
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils,
Uncle Tupelo,
Wayne Carson,
Nelly,
Lou Whitney,
Symptoms Morales,
In City, Jeff City,
St. Louis,
St. Joe, Columbia,
Buckle of the Bible Belt,
The Studio on South Avenue in Springfield,
Missouri.
Add the Missouri Music Podcast to your list of favorites. Lawyer, author, and Slewfoot Records label owner Dale Wiley takes you on a musical trip around Missouri while raising funds for Musical Map of Missouri, a nonprofit organization which will help ensure Missouri musicians affected by COVID-19. Visit MissouriMusicPodcast.com for more information. Tune in to the Missouri Music Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with Manuel and Morelia. DaleWileyShow.com, also available on YouTube.
So tell me about Graham Parsons.
Oh, well, that's a special case. That's back in the... I took all the shit from radio and TV where they criticized me for putting marijuana plants on the suit of a young artist that was a star in... And I didn't know how to get rid of the need that I wanted to, really, of the broadcast. But I said, maybe your dad has a goddamn plantation in your house and you don't never seen it. Because you don't even know what you're talking about. You call it cannabis sativa, I call it marijuana. I said, what?
Right.
You know, I know the right word for it.
Right, absolutely.
Of course, the other, you know, what am I going to do? You know,
well,
and then he ended up really running away from me, which is cool. I love that. And that was my first scare with broadcasting, you know. I said, listen, I've done every possible thing, and I think I did everything the right way. In the case of Graham, great friend, great kid, lots of communication, and it translates into real good things. That's what my friend Bill Kaufman, you know, after he died, he went and take the body from the airport.
Yeah.
We all had fun, you know. I am the guy that made Menudo so I could get Kaufman out of jail with a lot of my friends.
Right.
Everybody cooperated. Everybody. But, you know, hypocrisies. the name of the game when the rules of the do well society come up and they want right. to hide between curtains. But I am not too much of a fan of that. I love everybody that participated. Anybody that you can mention me, I knew. Even that criminal boy that died not too long ago in jail, the one that killed or murdered
yes.
Cough Queen or Harris or whatever. You know, it's so much fun because we at the time, one time or another, we were all friends.
Yes.
But times change, people change. Some become criminals, some become saints. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
But I've been at it forever and ever and ever. It seems to me that, although I'm not tired, but I think that, 70-some years is plenty.
That's a long time, definitely.
I love it. I enjoy it today. As much as I did 40, 50 years ago.
I need to ask you about one more thing or two more things. Tell me about, because the last time I saw you with my kids in Nashville, you wanted to do something with Lady Gaga. And I want to know, have you ever gotten to quote Lady Gaga?
Well, she walked into my shop. She called me. She wanted me to measure her. I said, I don't go measure. Anybody, you want clothes, you come here, love. And,
right.
You know, we love each other ever since.
Right. So you have worked with her. That's fantastic.
Well, I got my business, and I don't walk too fast anymore, and I don't jump too high anymore.
Right.
But, if somebody wants my clothes, they can come over here. And
wonderful.
We talk, we have fun, and, really, it's so different than going, kissing ass, getting out of your home to get business. I don't do that.
Right.
I have a nice place where I receive them, just like family. And we all get together, and we all enjoy life, and I'm happy with that.
And your daughters are involved? It's wonderful.
What?
Your daughters are involved, too. That's so fun.
Oh, yeah. All these beauty kids, all these beautiful human beings. And my son is somewhere doing something for the industry. And I applaud him. And as much as I applaud all the kids that have studied with me and have done whatever they can, But
I really
that's the way it's been all my life.
Right. And so thank you so much for talking to me a little bit. And let me try to get to know you then.
And, doing so much thing for so many gracious people, but it's not about really the man, because I do the things, but the people that perform in them are fantastic.
Right.
I love them. All these kids, some of them my own, they are trying to do something for the industry. I love them. I mean, I wish them the best. There's fish in the ocean for everybody.
No doubt. And you're one of the biggest. And so exactly, how old are you?
How what?
How old are you?
God, I forgot. I've been celebrating 80 for the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay. That's wonderful, and that's the best answer. So I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for talking to me.
You are so – you have no idea. I mean, I'm so happy to talk to you, and I hope everything goes fantastic, man. Okay?
So happy. Thank you so
much. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
If you need me for anything, don't hesitate. Call me.
We will. We'll be calling you, absolutely. You and Borrelia, absolutely.
Good for you, young man. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, same here.
Bye-bye.
Did you get that?
That was just wonderful. Thank you so much. And so you are actually the granddaughter of Duty and the daughter of Manuel. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That definitely makes you a right so princess, definitely.
Pretty much.
Well, so as I guess my other question would be, how involved was Manuel in making the Hank suit, Frank Williams?
Well, during the times when he was working with my grandfather, you know, right. during those times when he was there, he was doing that. He was known to be kind of the head tailor at the time.
Right. But he actually did then make the gold LeMay suit for Elvis, is that right?
I believe so, yeah. He was there at that time, yes, during those days,
right.
yes.
And then the Sgt. Pepper's checkers. Tell me about that.
Well, Andrew, yeah, I just pretty much talked about that, but I know all those pieces were being done at that time during,
right, exactly.
during Nudy, under the Nudy label, which is my grandfather, which
right.
is my mom's father.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about the masks and what you're doing today in the shop, because you're actually in the shop today.
I'm actually here today, yes. I come in periodically. I do a lot more things outside of the shop for him, more or less now than at this point in my life. But I continue, and I always will. I do rhinestone. I still contribute and get involved in anything and everything that's involved, like if we do shows or what have you, or exhibits. I put all those together, any shows, exhibits, fashion shows, you know, anything that's being done that way, I work right. and produce those. Today I was doing some rhinestones, just some basic stuff on some things that will be in the store, and then on some of the pieces that I just put together for people. Like I said, the masks, and I also have done some, you know, I have some people who have, like, their pet that wanted them. They spend just as much on their pet as they do on them. You'd be really surprised on I mean, it's not inexpensive. Let's just put it that way.
I'll tell you that. It does, but that's wonderful. And I'm just so happy that you guys came on here. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
No, I'd love it. Anytime you need anything, let me know.
We're
Normally
going. We're definitely.
I can
going
figure it out. Sorry,
the stuff that we're doing. I just love it, and I'm so happy to have you both on.
Yeah, and if you want to ever know what's going on, just keep me posted, and I'll tell you. There's always something going on around this world.
No doubt.
Out
no.
here, so, you know, we try to keep the best of keeping everyone in touch with what's going on and just try and stay healthy and do all the things we need to do around here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube, and also the musical map coming up.